The Gemara is still working on the lashon of the Mishnah. Nisni hacha ish kaina, mishem nekabayi nisni seifa v'kaina sasma v'dida, tanei nami reisha v'dida. Nisni ha ish kaina o makna, mishem di'ika misa sabal. You can't say the man is makna, because what about misa sabal, the lav iu ka makni? He's not, when a man dies, he's not the one that's being makna. Min shemayahu de makni lo. What does that mean? When a man dies, why is his wife allowed to remarry? If a man dies, why is his wife allowed to be married? Someone was makna something to her? Or, when a man dies, why isn't his wife an Eishes Ish? What? That's what I would think. She's not Eishes. There's no Ish, so she's not an Eishes Ish. No? So is the Shach say on that, Mishamayu Huda Kamakni Lo? The result is that she's Mutter. But the language, Mishamayu Huda Makni Lo, is Mashma that a husband's Misa is somehow akin to the Isha.
She
requires
when he
was under the right.
And then when he dies, why should she get it back?
So it's a kinyan that she gets it back, or it's just that there's no husband, so maybe she's not actually sick.
The husband bought something. The husband bought it.
So she's getting something back. There's something here. It doesn't just disappear when a man dies. You see by Yavama that even though he died, the soul of Zika is still there. So I don't know if it's so pashit. I think, obviously, when we get to the sugi of Mises Habal, we're going to have to understand there are two ways you can learn Mises Habal. You can learn Mises Habal as Matia, the woman, because since there's no husband, then Mela she's mother. Ayotaina, she was makna ha'ishus, right? But lamaisha, she's not an ishus ish. She's an ishus ish. Or you could learn, no, that misa sabal is like yet. It's akna. It's something that you're being makna something to her. So you later, we're going to have these two ways of understanding why misa sabal is not here. You understand? Either you could say misa sabal is not here, it's automatic. If there's no husband, then Mela, she's mutter. It's not because of any big lumbus that when he dies, he makes something back to her. And there's just ish. If there's no ish, there's no ish. From Rashi or from the Gemara? Yeah, from which Rashi? She's kind of something bad. So there, I might have thought Rashi says it because Gerishin is that way, maybe. But what you're saying now is that Mises Habal is that way also. That a Mises Habal, she is kind of back her ishus. There's something that's happening. It's somehow a new kinyan that's happening that she's getting her rights back. And the emphasis is that there's going to be two ways to learn. The truth is, it's more than that. Yes.
Because
it's Mishamaya, but is it Kamakni law? Mishamaya is a Kamakni law.
That it's not that,
So you think the Lashon HaGemara is Mashma, it's not automatic. It's that a certain Aknoa happened. It's Shemayu the Kamakni La. We're Makna back to herself. Right, I think that's a Chiddush. And it's a Shem. When we get later, the Rishonim are going to refer back to this Lashon. It's Shemayu the Kamakni La, which is Taka Mashma, that it's not just that once he dies, so Memele she's Mutter, which is the way I would have said Pashit. If you're not married anymore, Memele, you're not an Eishes Ish. seems not that way. It seems that you need a matir. Basically, it's a havamina that she should become an eshes ish, and if her husband dies, she remains also. It's a havamina. She becomes an eshes ish, and then if not for the gzeres hakasav that misa sabal is matir, her husband could die, and she'll remain eshes ish. Does that make sense? Makes sense that way. We're going to see that there are those who are today. Yeshua says the Feirish. They're not the Gzeres HaKasuv. When a man dies, the wife remains an Eishes Ish. She's married. Oh, she's married now. Her husband's dead. But she's Eishes Ish. She's married. When she's Makna HaYishus, so it's finished. She's Makna HaYishus. She's Eishes Ish. So Yeshua's going to learn this so good that the Gzeres HaKasuv. And without the fact, that just like the Torah said, a get works to be Makna HaYishus back to her. The same thing Nisa Sabah works to be Makna the Isha's back. And Reb Shimon is going to learn, not that way, Reb Shimon is going to learn that it's an automatic thing. That if you're not married, so you're not married. If there's no husband, you can't be married. Kozman, there's a husband, you're married. The husband dies. So your Isha's, you gave your Isha's to your husband. You gave over your eligibility to your husband. Now he's dead, so now you're eligible again. That's automatic. So we get to the studio. We're going to have to see because you can't be an eshes ish without an ish. Reb Shimon. That's Reb Shimon. Well, a book it's shayach yerusha. By an ish, it's not shayach yerusha. Let's say you can sell someone a book, and the person has no yarshim, it's a ger, and he dies. So hefker becomes hefker. Yeah, if you say if a ger buys an evet and he dies, the evet goes free, he's kind of himself back.
And he bought the issues on her.
So it's no different than if you buy an evet and a person dies. It's not shayach yerusha, then the person gets himself back, the evet gets himself back. So the issue should also get herself. Why are you being kind of? That's the old problem. Well, what exactly are you kind of from the isha? So the way we defined it is her issues, her eligibility for issues for marriage. A woman gives up, it is makna to a husband. You can't be married to a son. So obviously the son can't be married to her. The person can't marry his mother. So obviously it's not one of the things that goes to Yerusha. It can't be that goes. Okay, the Gemara goes on. So this, as I said, will come up again. The Gemara will go into Misa Sabah later in the Perek. So here we have already a chiddush. To most people it's not a chiddush that the woman can only get married midaita and not balkar. That if you want to marry a woman, you have to get her to be maskim, which sometimes is tricky. But if she's not maskim, then there's no marriage. Why? Why if she's no maskim? If she's not maskim, there's no marriage. So, in the Maseres Hashas on the left side of the page, he brings two reasons, two Rashi's: a Rashi in Kabbalah and a Rashi in Kedushin. Mistam, he needs to ask a stira. I don't know, because he brings the two Rashi's. It's not like the Maseres of Rashi that Maseres Hashas brings every single Rashi of Shas. He's bringing two Rashis. I think he means to ask that there are two Rashi in one place is one reason, Rashi in another place is another reason. Zel Shem Rashi B'Yavah Misyutes Yimasa Kedush the Alma V'Holka V'Haisel Ish Acher Midaita Mashma. So Rashi in Yavah says Gzeres HaKasuv. How do you know you need a woman's das? Gzeres HaKasuv V'Holka V'Haisel Ish Acher. She will go and she will get married to another man. V'Holka V'Haisel Ish Acher. He died to Mashma. Mashma's up to her. So that's one Rashi. Give up. I know Rashi l'kamo memdali. Dibra maslo kedushin. Dimi daita. The Rashi says the beinon das hamakne. There Rashi gives a different reason. He says not exeris hakasuv. It's a svara. What's a svara? They need das makne. What is das makne? Anytime somebody sells something to you. So you can't go and don't tell him, just go in and take it from him and leave money. That doesn't work. You need das makne, you need the das of the one who's giving over ownership. So just like by all kinyan, you need das makne. So Rashi, the same thing by a woman. You need das makne. She's makne something. We had a hard time putting our finger on what she's makne. But clearly she's makne something. So Rashi on Daf Mem Dalet says that's why a woman needs daita. That's why a marriage needs das isha, because beino das makne. L'chayr, it's a steer with the two Rashi. The two Rashis. One place Rashi says Gzeres HaKasov, and one place Rashi says it's a pashta thing, the Bina Das Nakna. So hopefully we'll try to come back and see if we can answer the steer with the two Rashis. The Rashba brings the Yesh Aymrim, who asked, Yesh Makshim, who asked, it's pashat. He died in jail. What's a have a mean? You can marry a woman. Shalai mi daita. The Rashba says that whoever these Yesh Makshim are, they forgot about a sugya, Mesechtes Bava Basra, Daf Mem Ches. And that Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Mem Ches, says that it's Taka Chiddush, that you need Hadas. So let's go through the Gemara in Bava Basra Mem Ches, and then we'll come back to what the Rashba says. That Gemara is full of chidushim, and needs a havon. First of all, first thing is that taluhu v'yahiv. If you force someone, taluhu means literally you hang someone. It means you force them. Taluhu v'yahiv. If you force someone to give you a gift. You point the gun at someone and you say, please give me a gift. I'll shoot you. So he gives you his money, gives you his wallet. And then we call that Gnevah. Gnevah. That's your gazlan. So move it. Yeah, if you force someone to give you something, that's not a matana. It's pashut. So move it. Yeah, if you force someone to give you something, that's not a matana. It's not chal. It's not yours. You have to return it to the person who gave it to you. That. No question. Tulu v'yohiv, you force someone to give you something, it's not given. Tulu v'zavin, if you force someone to sell something to you, you force somebody, you point the gun at them, you say, I want to buy this item, you want to give it to me, you force him, but you're paying for it. Tulu v'zavin, so the Gemara says, zavina zvinei. Tulu v'zavin, you force someone to sell, Zavina zvine, the sale is a sale. Talu v'zavin zvina zvine. Now that obviously needs a hesber. Why, if you force someone to sell something, why should that be a sale? To sell something, you need das makne. Now, if you go into someone's house and you take something, you put down the money, you go home. That's not a sale. That's not a sale. Talu v'zavin means you force him to say, right, Zavi. You force him to say, okay, I'm willing. Now, talu v'zavin zvina zvine. Apparently, when you force him to say, right, Zavi, that's good enough to make it a mecha. What's the svara that should work? What's the svara that should work? Yes. Then a gift should be the same thing. He doesn't want to die, he'd rather give a gift. Is that das? Is that das?
You know
what I'm doing? Sort of masking. And if he gives you a gift, he's not sort of masking.
He's like
giving a gift.
I mean, there's some sort of trade.
What? Yeah, but how am I kind of the item? A goslin who wants to pay cash doesn't have the option of paying cash. Suppose the thing he took is around, he has to return the thing he took. So it's not enough. If you steal something, you can't pay cash. You have to return the item you stole. Yet, Taluva's oven is a zvini. The Gemara says a few words that should help us. The Gemara says that really everyone who sells is a bit of an itis. Everyone who sells a bit of an itis. Yeah. Is that das? Is that really das? That's das to sell. And you point the gun and he gives you a gift. And if you point the gun, you force him to give you a gift. What's missing? She's giving you a gift. He doesn't want to get killed. He's giving you a gift. Okay, so she's giving a few dollars to get his life back. So why isn't it a gift?
It's not a sale. So a gift has to be something I want to give. A sale is...
A gift has to be something you want to give. So a sale should be something you should want to sell. If this is das, then a gift, it should be das for a gift also. Well, why you're saying is that a gift needs more das than a sale. What are you saying? A gift needs more das than a sale. Why? How can a person not want to sell it and sell it? Same question. So you're saying the sale took place. As long as it took place, what's the difference? Everything that's required happened, except the only sticking point. I mean, no one is speaking up against these guys. I don't understand. You understand that? That to leave his oven should be a good Zvina? And if you force someone to sell, that's considered a sale? That's Machna? That's Das Machna?
Bottom line is
you don't always want to sell something for money. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. What? I'm offering the same thing as when I force him to sell. You see, even a learned to leave his oven is that in exchange for my not shooting you, not bothering you, therefore you're gonna sell. But that can't be, because if that's the case, to leave the oven should also be good. So it can be in exchange for my not starting up with you. See, Chazal used a lashon that every meicher, every time a person sells something. Sometimes you sell something because it's worthless to you. At times you sell something, you're happy to get rid of it. But every time someone sells something that he likes, such as in this case, the person is always forced. The person's out of money, he doesn't have enough money, so he has to sell something. So you're going to call him a itis? Because he didn't really want to sell it, just he didn't have enough money to... He wants to make a chasm. He has stocks, he has to sell the stocks to pay for the wedding. So he doesn't want to sell stocks, he really doesn't want to. He's forced, you know, he has to make a chasna, so he has to do it. So you're going to call it forced? Yeah, it's forced. But Chazal say that everyone who sells something he likes is to a certain degree forced by some outside pressure. So Memela, Taluya Vizavin should also work, because it's just a different type of forcing. But everyone who sells things that they like is doing it for some outside reason. They need money. They need money to support their family. They need money to feed their family. So, Memela, the same thing here. It's different. That's the difference.
He's been forced to sell. He doesn't want to be in the situation. He doesn't want the guy to be there. He doesn't want to have anything to be forced to sell, but he wants to be able to sell something.
Like the Rebbe Chanan, he had a tzuvus. It's a different type of being forced. What Yanki is saying is last year we had, Rebbe Chanan said there are two types of ayinus. There's one type of ayinus where someone points a gun at someone and says, bow to Avay Dezara. And there, if the person bows to Avay Dezara, he's not supposed to do it, he's not Chayav Misa. He didn't want to bow to Avay Dezara. Another type where a person is sick and his only refuah is to use an Asherah tree, to use an Avodah Zarah. So there, if he goes and he uses the Asherah tree, Rabbi Chanan says he's also an Einus. He's also Onus, but it's a different kind of Onus. It's an Onus, but he's happy to have the Asherah tree. He's happy to have the Avodah Zarah. In the first case, when someone points a gun at you and says, bow down to an Avodah Zarah, you wish the Avodah Zarah would disappear. The second type of Einus, you're happy that Avodah Zarah is there because you need the refuah. You wish the sickness would disappear, but the Avodah Zarah you're happy with, because the Avodah Zarah, you say the same thing. When I sell something because I have to make a chasna, I'm happy I have to make a chasna, so I'm happy to sell it. If someone points a gun at me, I'd rather the whole Einus disappear. So you say. Elamai. To attack a different kind of Einus. No, come on, somebody has to help me out over here. The question is, why Teluyah V'Zavin should be a good sale? Now, the only thing I heard so far was that it's a good sale because the sale happened, it took place. So we'll add, you have to work the Gemara Svar into what you're saying, but we'll say that every sale is that way. Every sale, a person is forced to a certain degree. So here also, every sale you're forced, so here you're forced a different way.
Oh, I see.
It's dimming entirely. He figures he might as well make the best out of a bad situation. Why don't we say that the next day when he sells it to the person, he's thinking in his mind, as soon as he leaves, I'm going to run to Bezdin and I'll get it back. Why don't we say that that's what's going on in his mind?
He knows that it's a sale.
But that's circular reading. He only knows it's a sale because we pass him it's a sale. We pass him that he can go to Bezdin. You have to force that it's a sale.
Right.
Well, when the person puts a gun at him, he says sell it. He wants to sell it. He'd rather the guy disappear and he doesn't have to sell it. He'd rather the customer disappear when he has to. It's like wanting. He wants the illness to disappear. It's like wanting the sickness to disappear. It's true. I'm getting something of value. It's true. It's better when I get something of value than I get nothing at all. But that's Das Makna? That's my Das to sell? Is that what I mean? Is that Das Makna?
You're saying that one is
can I ask you, bottom line, do you want to do it? You don't want to do it. Right, it's a chiddush. If you have to say right, Zani, obviously there has to be a certain amount of rust. Yes.
If I'm a hero, the actual partner of the king, you need that match, not actually make the king. If I'm a partner and the leader, I have to make the king. That's about it. I'm giving you my power. So, as far as that match, it's already that match. If I'm a hero, it's not that match, it'll work. Of course, you need them to be aware of it. But to actually make the king, who says that the leader is to actually make the king? The person that's buying it makes the king. You need that the leader should be aware of it. But the fact that the Kenyan makes the Kenyan,
maybe by Mechira you don't need a Kenyan Gama, as you said. Maybe by Mechira you don't need the Demeich, Mitzad Demeich, you don't need a Kenyan Gama. The Demeich just has to allow the Lekeach to take it.
I'm telling you, you actually have to make the partner in the Kenyan.
So maybe this Gemara is saying that a Mechira doesn't need such a Kenyan Gama. The Mechira just has to not protest if he doesn't mind. So it needs somehow less Das. Obviously, my Torah needs total Das, the LPGA. And maybe Mechira doesn't need as much Das, doesn't need what we call, doesn't need a Das Gomer. Okay, let's see. I would maybe try a different Mahalach, but let me get into why it's important to understand it, because So we have two possibilities. Either we'll say like you're saying that mechira is a mechira. If it happened, finish. Or we'll say that a mechira doesn't need a das gamor. A mechira doesn't need so much das maknet. The kind of buying that's good enough. I'll tell you why it's important.
Maybe the name is
Is that a chiddush that you're not that you force someone to give you something? Maybe I don't see it as a chiddush. If someone points a gun at someone and says, "Give me a matana or else," I don't see that that's a matana. I don't see really a habamina. Person certainly doesn't want it. No question. At least on a chiddush, say maybe he's masking. He says, "Okay." But in Matana, why would he say okay? Right. Or else? I think it's either way. If he says I'll kill you, or if he says I'll cause you a hefset in business. If you say give me $100 thing, or I'll break your window, which costs more. So that's also Inus. Anything where it makes sense. No. Right, the reason it's important to understand the Svara is because there are two more steps to Tliya Vizav and Zinazvini. The Gemara says Tliya Vizav and Zinazvini. Then, Ravashi says, I think it's Ravashi, that Minatayra, that the same thing is true about an Isha. If you force an Isha to accept Kedushin, and she says, right, Zani, then the Kedushin is a good Kedushin Minatayra. Yes, Yiddish. That's for sure, a tremendous Yiddish. That if you force a woman to accept Kedushin from you, she doesn't want to marry you. And you force her to accept Kedushin, she says, right, Sammy? So the Kedushin is a good Kedushin. Now, Ravashi says that's the Din Torah. Mid Rabbanon, Afkinu Rabbanon le Kedushin Minei. The Rabbanon said, who asked the Shalaika Hagen? Doing that is not a proper thing. It's certainly not a proper thing to force someone to marry. So who was the Shalaika Hagen? He did Shalaika Din. So therefore, Akinu Rabbanu Kedusha Minei, Rabbanu Mafkir the Kedushin, they Kaich of Hefka Bez and Hefka, they Mafkir whatever Kedushin you gave her, and Akinu Rabbanu Kedusha Minei, and the Kedushin is like Kedushin, Mid Rabbanu. So nobody should think of doing it, because the Maaseh doesn't help. But the Din Torah is that Taluya V'Kiddush is a good Kiddushin. Now, do you think your Svara fits well here? Taluya V'Kiddush, it's a good Kiddushin. Huh? David, what do you say? A week away from the Chasna, you think it makes sense that you could force somebody to hear you masking with it? You say that you have everything. You have she gets the ring. She gets a pruta.
She's not ready to give up her life for a pruta. But this guy knows that he got a fair value for his.
He got a fair value. And if I give the woman a fair value, this is what. This is what. Whoever she marries, no one's going to give her more than a ring. So I'm going to give her a ring. Whoever she marries, I'm going to. I never saw a lady, she got more than a ring. No woman would really be Gomer or Machni because of the ring. I think you're right. So what? It has to be a fair price. It has to be a market price. It's less than the market price, then it's Ganeva again. The market price for Nisha is a ring in America, right? Everyone gives a ring. So if everyone gives a ring, so you understand that it should be a distribution. What he's saying is, buy an object, you could say, I don't want to sell this. You're forcing me, at least I'm getting the money. You see, you could say, like he throws in the towel, he says, okay. But then Isha, it's hard to say that Akamaisa, she's happy with it already. It's very difficult to say. And yet, the Gemara says that the Kedushin Minatar is a good Kedushin. So obviously, we need to understand the Svara.
The fact that it has to be equal to the value that you're getting, that she's not with the Svara, that I was getting up here. You don't need that.
No, it's not mechira, that's kenei. But if you go over to someone and you take a $100 thing and you give him $50 and you force him to sell it to you, that's not called selling it. He's not exchanging it to you. He's giving it to you because you're forcing him. Exchanging is when you give him the fair value.
Sale doesn't have to be fair value. A sale is fair value. That's what people do. A sale has to be on half.
It's true, but in the case of a person is being forced, the person's masking, you could sell a $1 million item for a dollar. But when a person is being forced, you can't say he's being forced to sell. If he's being forced to sell $100 thing for $50, that's not forcing to sell. It's forcing to, well, $50 of it is a sale. $50 of it is outright geneva.
That way, he's happy to do it.
He's happy to do what?
So.
Yeah, but it doesn't seem being happy to not lose your life is enough, because then Matana should also be good. He's happy not to lose his life to give him Matana. So maybe it is a partial sale. Could be it is. Could be on the part that's a sale. It's a sale, on the part that's Matana, it's not. It depends if you can split the Das Machna when it's half Matana and half Mechir. Could be it is. We have no problem with that. But the Svara, Tuluya Vizavin, if you extend it to Kedushin, needs more Hesna. Needs a Hesna. Okay, the Adkan is the Gemara. So we're a little lost in Hesber, and unfortunately, neither the Gemara nor the Rosh Hashanah give us a complete Hesber as to why this works. Next step, the Gemara does not talk about. The Rashi and Asugya talks about. What about Tzeluya V'Kana? What about if you force someone to buy something from you? The Gemara's case is Tzeluya V'Zavin. You force someone to sell something to you. So we pass this in as well. What happens if you force someone to purchase something from you? You force them to buy it. Why would you say that in such a case? Tuluya Vakani. What? Okay, according to the Svara that you were saying before, you have Tuluya Vizavin. If you force someone to buy, it's good because it's a Mechira. So Tuluya V'Kani should be the same thing then. And that's the sheet of the Rambam and the Rashi himself, is that Tuluya V'Kani is the same as Tuluya V'Zavin. Just like Tuluya V'Zavin is Zine Zine, the same thing, Tuluya V'Kani is also, it's also a good Kenyan.
He never made a Kenyan for it.
What?
In this case, he never made a Kenyan.
In which case? Buying?
For someone to sell something.
Yes.
I'll make a Kenyan and I'll pay for it.
Okay, one second. You're changing to what you said before. Before you said Tuluya V'Zavin. One second. Nayak, what did you say before? What's as far as Tuluya V'Zavin? You only got Gomer. So according to that, Tuluya V'Kani, it should not work. Which is what you're starting to say now, right? Let's go beside it. Again, the Rambam and the Rashba hold Tuluya V'Kani is the same as Tuluya V'Zavin. No difference. If Tuluya V'Zavin works, then Tuluya V'Kani works less. The Baal HaItter argues. The Baal HaItter says, no, Tuluya V'Zavin is Takas Vinas Vine. That's what the Gemara says. But Dafka, Tuluya V'Zavin. It will be Tuluya V'Kani. If you want someone to buy something, it doesn't work. Tuluya V'Kani doesn't work. What should be the difference? Two sides on the same thing. That's the Rashba's kasha. The Rashba's lashon is it should be a kolshkein. That's not why it's a kolshkein. He says if Tuluya V'Zavin is good, kolshkein Tuluya V'Kani. Not sure what the kolshkein is, but yeah.
Money's a real
thing. So I don't want to touch money. Here, you can't do something. Taking away money from money. Okay, good. All right, the Baal HaItter is mechalek between Tuluya V'Zavin and Tuluya V'Kani. He makes a chilek between Tuluya V'Zavin and Tuluya V'Kani. And there are two ways to understand the Baal HaItter. It's funny, I'm explaining the Baal HaItter, I still don't have a full havon of Tuluya V'Zavin in the first place, at least by Anisha. But the Baal HaItter, at least, the Achrenim say svar, and I think what they're saying is the following. Either that, and this is Reb Naphtali's lashon. His lashon is that Tuluya V'Zavin doesn't need a Das Gomer. And Tuluya V'Kani does. Now that lashon, I think, comes from the Avni Maluin. It's really Avni Maluin's lashon. That Taluya Vizavin, when you sell something, it doesn't need a Das Gamel as much as when you buy something. What's the Hesber? The Hesber is that when I sell something, as long as I'm masking to sell it, I don't do it. I have to do any kinyan at all. Generally, the buyer does the kinyan. So let's say you come into my store, you want to buy something I'm selling. I agree to sell it to you. You do the kinyan. The buyer picks it up, takes it home. He does a hakvah or a meshicha, whatever it is that he does. Generally, it's the buyer that does it. The seller is just masking. The seller is masking. He's masking, and then the buyer buys it. So there, a forced das is good enough. It doesn't mean such a strong das. You force someone to sell, it doesn't mean such a strong das. It's good. Tuliyavakani, on the other hand, when you force someone to buy, the buyer is the one who does the kinyan. He's the one that does the maisa kinyan. Being that he's the one that does the maisa kinyan, that needs das gomer. That needs a full das. And therefore, tuliyavakani doesn't work according to the Baal HaYetzer. This is the svara of the Baal HaYetzer according to the mahalach of the first mahalach in Reb Naftali, which I think is the Avni Maluim's mahalach. A second mahalach in understanding is what?
You don't need das to
release
the object?
You need das, but he calls it, you don't need the same level of das. You don't need das gomor. You need it's enough that you do it under pressure, it's good enough. Kini kesef taka, there's no kini kesef in the tafel, you mean it would be karka. If it would be karka. If it would be karka, so then what's happened? Kini kesef is you give money to me. Okay, then what you're asking is it has to do with the nesivus. Wait a second. Okay, hold on. This is the first mahalach in the Baal HaYetzer. The second way to understand the Baal HaYetzer would be that generally people, all else being equal, people would rather have money than merchandise. Money is better than merchandise. How do I know money is better than merchandise? The halacha is that if I owe you money, if I have cash and I have merchandise, I don't have a right to give you the merchandise. I have to give you the cash. Let's say I'm mazik you. So if I have no cash, I could give you merchandise. But if I have cash, I have to give you cash. Because people prefer cash to merchandise. Everybody would rather have money. With money, you can get whatever you want. With merchandise, you have to find a buyer. It's going to be a hassle to turn it into money. So, generally speaking, people would rather have cash than merchandise. So therefore, Tuluya Vizavin, or at least you're giving him cash. Alright, so cash is, alright, this. He's being forced, but at least he ends up with cash. So it's Gomer Makni. Under duress, he says, okay. Masha'enken, Tuluya Vakani, where you're forcing him to get merchandise. Tuluya Vakani, forcing him to take merchandise. That person is less interested in getting merchandise against his will. So the Nela, Tuluya Vakani, the Baal HaYetzer holds, it's not a good case. There could be situations where something has, when you say something is priceless, usually it means that it has some sentimental value to you. So that's a difficult issue. What happens if you have something for which you wouldn't sell for any money in the world? Somebody has, like the last existing picture of his grandparents or his parents. Yeah, something that, to him, it's priceless. So the truth is, I can't answer you because I don't know how to deal with it in the first place. When we learned Bava Kamma, we had a very hard time of knowing if somebody is, let's say someone has a picture of his Zayda, the last picture in the world of his grandfather, it's worth a lot to him. If someone else comes and burns it, how much does he have to pay? I don't know the answer. It's a very hard question. How much do you have to pay? How much is this picture worth on the market if I sell it? It was worth nothing. That's what the Zayd is. So I don't know how to deal. Rav Shlomi Zalman has a tshuva about it. He himself goes back and forth. How do you deal with the value of something that's and has sentimental value to someone. So it's like it's a separate Indian. I don't know how to answer it. Maybe therefore the Zavid is not as Dini, because maybe you can't put a value to it. So maybe I'll be masking, but Fulivah Zavini won't work. But for our discussion, we're talking about the merchandise, normal merchandise that people have. What? If it's why?
Using real estate. I need to buy real estate.
Yeah.
Real estate is something people want.
This person doesn't want it, he has to force them to buy it.
Yeah, but all,
in general, people like real estate, but they don't like just any piece of real estate. To get a piece of real estate you're not interested in is worse than getting cash you're not interested in. If you're not interested in both, you'd rather get the cash you're not interested in than the real estate you're not interested in. No? Someone gave you a choice of giving you either cash or real estate. You really don't want either one. But you'd be happier to take the cash than the real estate. Cash, at least you can do what you want. Okay, this is all... wait, so what are we missing still a step? So we talked about Tliya V'yayiv. Nothing to talk about. It's not a matana. Tliya V'zavin is a matana. We need a Klara Svara for it. Tluya v'kiddush, if you force a woman, tluya v'niskatshayis, if you force a woman to accept kiddushin, so in a Torah it's good. I don't think we came out with any hesber. But it's in Torah, for care, mid rabbanon, it's ice kiddushin. I'd like to see you convinced that to the woman who said, I don't want to marry you, and somebody points their gun and gave it. Convince her, maybe deep down you want it. If she did it, Deras Chayik, so we had a hard time yesterday, even Deras Chayik to say deep down she wants. But this is worse than Deras Chayik. Here she said, I don't want. And they have to take out a gun and force her. Maybe you're right, but I certainly not. You could use a better, more satisfying spark. Then we had Tliya V'kani. We force someone to buy. So that is a Machlekes Rishayin. The Rajman, the Rambam holds Tliya V'kani is also a Kenyan. And the Balita holds it's not a Kenyan. And finally, the last case is Tliya V'kani by Kedushin. You force a man to be Mekadosh. If you force a man to be Mekadosh in Isha, so this is the same Achleikis, the Rashba says. The same Achleikis, the Rashba and the Rambam themselves hold that Tuluya V'kani is a good Kenya Minatira. Same thing they hold Tuluya V'kani by Kedushin, Minatira is a good Kedushin. If you force a man to be Mekadosh a woman, he says, right, Zani? He says, I guess, Hariat. So it's a good Kedushin. And the Baleter argues the same Achleikis. The Baleter, okay, 1 second. And the Baleter argues. The Baleter says, no, just like Tliya V'kani doesn't work. If you force a man to be a Kaddish woman, that's also Tliya V'kani. It also doesn't work. So basically, we have the five cases: you force someone to give a gift, you force someone to sell, you force a woman to accept kedushin, and those three are gemaras. And then you have the two, which are Machleikis Rishayim. Either you force someone to buy, or you force someone to be Mekadosh a woman, which is this type of buying. So those two are Machlaikis, Machlaikis Rishayim. Okay, now Yechiel, you wanted to say a difference between. Oh, Midrabanan, I'm asking. Midrabanan, it could be that Dafkin Rabbanan and Kedusha Minei here as well. That could be. If you force who? You force the Isha, everyone agrees when Atari is a good Kiddush. It's Gemara. Everyone agrees it's a good Kiddush. So the first three cases, nothing to argue about. The Gemaras. We can argue about the Svara, but the Halach is clear. In these last two cases, it's Machlekes Rishayim. Obviously, if I force a man to give Kiddushin, of all these cases, it's like the most. Like it's not so terrible to say it's a kiddushin because a man has the option of giving a get. You know, it's not like the woman. The woman you force her to be a kiddush, she's stuck. You force a man, so even if you say it's a good kiddushin, all right. So maybe you could say that deep down he agrees. Because what does he lose? What does he lose already? If you give her a get, you mean if you force him to sign a ksuba, Well, if he doesn't sign a ksuba, so then he doesn't have to give her anything. He just give her a get. You force him to write a ksuba, so that'll be again a case of, it sounds like Tuli Riyad. Force him to give us a ksuba. At any rate, these are the five cases. That's the building blocks or the background for the whole Shaklev attack. We're missing still a Svara. We absolutely have to have a Svara. I have something I would suggest, but I don't have I want to learn it into the Lashon of the Gemara, but I'd rather if maybe we can, if somebody could come up with a good Svara, why Teluya B'Zavin should be, bearing in mind that Teluya B'Kiddush is all, in the Skatcha is also good. Say a hezbeh that works, say, you force someone to sell, that it's good. And say, you force a woman to accept kedushin, it's good. If you say a svara for those two, it would help out a lot to be able to work vayta with the kashas we're going to have. But till here, this is the background. As far as we still have time to talk about. Yeah. Yeah, but is there even a small amount of das by a woman? The taina was that by selling, alright, there's a small amount of das. At least he's selling $100 item, he's getting $100. But by a woman, isn't it really sad that she says, oh well, okay, I'll do it. That's not a satisfying thing to say that. Okay, then the Sivis in Siman Reish Hei, Sifkot Yud Ches, is quoted by Reb Naftali. Naftali, then the Sivis, Yesakasha on the Bala Iter. Yesakasha on the Bala Iter. How could you say Teluya V'Zavi? Svina Svina. And Teluya V'Kani is not good. Let's say I go over to someone, Tuliyev is up. I go over to someone and I want him to sell me a painting. So I tell him, I point a gun at him, I say, listen, I want to take the painting from you. Oh, but if I take it, it's going to be Gzela, I'm going to have to give it back. So I'm a Lamdin, I don't want to do that. So I go over to him and I say, listen, that painting is worth $100. Take the $100 from me, now I'm going to take the painting, now it's going to be Tuliyev is up and it's going to be my painting. So we say Tuliyev Zavin is a good Zvin. Fact of the scene is, but Tuliyev Zavin only works if he takes the $100. Because if I don't give him money, then it's Gnaibah. So Tuliyev Zavin only works if he's going to take the $100. Yeah. He doesn't want to take the $100. He says, I'm not interested. I don't want to take the $100. So I take out my gun and I force him to take the $100 and then I take his painting. If your whole Tuluyev Zavin is good, I forced him to take the $100. Okay. Like the Rashi and the Rambam. So he took the $100, and I took the painting, and everything's good. But if you hold like the Balei Iter, when he took the money from me, with which I'm buying the painting, when he took the money with me, which I'm buying the painting, that's the Tuliyev Akani. I forced him to take something. The Balei Iter Shita is that forcing someone to take something is not chal. So it comes out when I paid him for this painting, I gave him something. That's Teluya V'Kani. I forced him to take. And forcing to take, so the Balei Iter, it's not taken. It doesn't become his. So if my forcing him to take the money, it doesn't become his, then when I take the painting, or whatever chafetz I'm taking, when I take that chafetz, I am now not Teluya V'Zavin. Now I'm a Ganiv. I'm Teluya V'Ganiv. Now I'm taking something from him. I'm not paying for it, because I'm only paying for it if he took the money. And if in the eyes of Halacha he didn't take the money, because Teluyah of a Kani is not a Kani, then when I take the thing, that's not Teluyah of his oven, because I'm taking it without giving him anything. What did I give him? I gave him money? But I gave him money against his will, he's not interested in it. If he's not interested in it, so Frecht and the Sivis and the Balei Iter, every Teluyah of his oven is also a Teluyah of a Kani. Because every time you force someone to sell you something, you have to give him something in exchange. And whatever you're giving him in exchange, if he doesn't get it, so then it applies to Zayla again. If the thing I'm giving him in exchange for this doesn't become his, it's still mine, and the thing I'm taking away also becomes mine. I mean, klapi shmai yagal, yeah, everything is mine. What I gave him, this doesn't become his, it's mine. And what I took from him, it's not fully of a yayev, I didn't pay for it. So fresh in the sivis, every, according to the Balei Iter, it can't be. Every tuluy of a zavin requires a tuluy of a kani in order to happen. Because if I have to buy something, I have to give something. And the Balei Iter is going to tell me that you can't give somebody something, bar karchai, so then how is tuluy of a zavin ever a good zvini? How is tuluy of a zavin ever work? That should be telling the two svaras of the Balei Iter. You're going with the way you were saying before. Okay, alright. Sheila is saying is that we say everyone likes money. We say everyone likes money for better merchandise. So then the Balei Iter could answer, yes, since you're paying with money, the person accepted it because money people accept. So that may be good when you're paying with money. What happens when I'm paying with a chayfetz? Why does that pay with shavah kesef? Why does that pay with shavah? I mean, the Sivis talks this through. So if I pay with shavah kesef, that's tuli of a zavin. If it's tuli of a zavin, then it should be a problem again. And also, if we go with the other svar of the Balei Iter from before, then it's a problem if we pay with cash. But it only can make it a sale if the thing I'm paying with becomes the other person's, no? Does it have to become his? Sale is if that becomes yours and this becomes mine. If it doesn't become his, how does that work? So the Siva stance is good. The Siva stance is nothing nami. If I'm paying with kesef, tuliyah bezavin won't work like the Balei Iter. Nothing nami. If I'm buying something with kesef or with shava kesef, and I say, okay, I'm giving you this in exchange you get that, taka won't work. Taka true. I, the Gemara says tuliyah bezavin zvina zvini. That's only in a case where I'm doing a different kinyan. Let's say I'm doing mashicha. Doing Mashiach, I'm saying I want to be kind in Avkes, I want to be kind in with Mashiach, I want to be kind in with Hagbah. So I'm being kind in with Mashiach or Hagbah. I want your painting. I force you to sell it to me. So I want to be kind in with Mashiach or Hagbah. I am a Gazlan. I'm leaving money by you, not money Shalkinyan, Tashlumin. Tashlumin, it's my money, and I'm leaving it in your house. That's enough to be a payment. The Siva says, that's enough to make it a sale. The money doesn't become yours. You don't want to be kind of it? Fine. As long as I leave Tashlumin in your house, being that I'm doing a different Kenyan, if it will be Kenyan Kesef, it will be a problem. It's not Kenyan Kesef. I'm doing a Kenyan with Hagbah, with Mashiach. So that's Tuli of Azavin, as long as I leave payment by you. That's what the Siva's answers. Now, you have to understand this teretz, because the Rav Naftali asks that the teretz is a pella otz. Doesn't make any sense. Because the Balei Iter wasn't only talking by merchandise. Balei Iter was talking by Kiddushin also. He's talking by Kiddushin too. And he says that if you're Mekadosh and Isha, Bal Korcha, then it's a good Kiddushin. And there where you give the kesef, it has to, it can't be Kiyum Mashiach Hagbah. There, it has to be that she gets the kesef. That she's kind of the kesef of Mimela, and Mimela it's a Kedusha. Ganz good, the Nesivus says Teres makes sense, when I'm buying Metaltalim. So it's true, if I force you to sell me Metaltalim, I could say, I'll do a Kiyum Mashiach, or Kiyum Hagbah, and I'll leave Tashlumin in your house, and I'm not a Ganev, I'm a Tuli of his oven. Fine. But Nesivus Teretz doesn't help the Balei Iter. The Balei Iter didn't say it just by merchandise. He said it also by Isha. He also said it by Kedushin. The Baal Eitz said that if a man forces a woman, someone forces a man to be Kaddish and Isha, he said that by Kedushin, Taluya Vakani doesn't work. So, but it's not true. Baal Eitz is talking about Kedusha Kesef, Clark. That if you Mekaddish and Isha, Bekesef, against her will, that he says that it's a good Kedushin. So if he says that if you Mekaddish and Isha against her will, it's a good Kedushin, then the Sivis' Kasha comes back. The Sivis' Kasha goes again. If you go to Mekaddish and Isha against her will, when you give her the money, you give her the ring, so you're forcing her to accept the ring, she doesn't want to accept the ring. So God's good, like the Rambam and the Rajba, you force her to accept it, it's an accepting, no problem. But according to the Baal Eitzer, if you force her to accept the ring, she's not kind of the ring, because Taluya Bakani is not a Kenyan. So if you force her to accept the ring, it's not. She doesn't get it. If she doesn't get it, then there's no Kedusha. How could you say if you force a woman to be Miskadeshus with Kesef, that it's a good Kedusha? If you hold like the Baal Eitzer, you can't force her to take something. You can't force her to take the ring. So if you can't force her to take the ring, it shouldn't be a good Kedusha. So this is Reb Naftali's Kasha on the Nesivis. Basically what he says is that the Nesivis' teretz is good when you're buying the Talpilin. But if you're buying an Isha, or buying Karka, he asks also, where the Kedusha is with the Kesef. So he says the Kasha comes back. So tomorrow we're going to deal with Reb Naftali's teretz. Make sure you're not going to get anywhere until your chazer ain't good, the idea of Taluya V'Zavin and the Nesivis. The whole goal of the Naftali is to try to answer it.